It could be that what we spoke last time was taken as a little bit abstract, you know, nice ideas about emunah. Today, I want to explore the very same idea and to see that there is a big, big practical impact of what we spoke, and it will really make a direct change in a lot of basic issues we are dealing with. Yeah? So, let's see. We spoke about that, that the Borei Olam has a tochnit, and he has a plan, and they were part of that plan, and all these nice words, you know, and the Mune, and the Oris Chaim LaRosh, very nice. But when we think about Yetzias Mitzrayim, what Yetzias Mitzrayim was about, it was about one thing, that there is a future. That was Yetzias Mitzrayim about. There is a future. And this future is occupied from Emunah. It's like one of the big, interesting, I think, close to misconceptions, which you think the Emunah is confined to the past. There was a Bris Hashanah, and there was a Matan Torah, and there was a Yetzias Mitzrayim, and there was Moshe Rabbeinu, the world always that I mark. And Emunah Shleima in the Borei Olam, that he was very much in the picture by Yetzias Mitzrayim or wherever it is. But the truth is that the point of Emunah is that the backdrop or the background of all of the Klal Yisrael is the future. Sounds like Modna, but that's what it is. The background of the Klal Yisrael is the future. There will be a Geula. There will be Tikkun Olam when you want. There will be Binyan Beis Hamikdash. There will be Moshiach. There will be the thing. Because that what a plan is about. A plan, what we spoke, a tochnit, means always that there is a future destination. It's there the Borei Olam is interested in. That means he is in your future. Or he is in the future of the Jewish nation, when you want like this. Not only in the past. The Borei Olam made that we should inherit that from the Yetzias Mitzrayim to the uppermost extent. You see that when the pasuk says that v'loyshomu el Moshe mikoytze ruach me'avoyde kosho, there the Ramban says that they lost the future. That means they were believing in Moshe Rabbeinu. They said it's no point to wait even till tomorrow. When you'll tell me tomorrow will be better, I can't wait anymore, I'll just give up now. The waiting for tomorrow is too much. At that point, the Shibud Mitzrayim ceased. And then Borei Olam told Moshe Rabbeinu, now we begin the Makkos. That means when they were losing this future. Now, people ask me, only to make that clear, people ask me so they lost the future. So they lost that. So they are finished. So that's when you look at Klal Yisrael like a machine, you know? There's a bug. But you have to look at Klal Yisrael not like a machine. Like a living entity, and it's like when you don't know how far a person can live when you put him underwater. Let's say you don't know that. You don't know where that comes from, that underwater people are viceroy, is not surviving. Where does it come from? So you put it in the water, you know? Put the feet into the water, guns fine. Then put it here, okay. Put it here, still alive. Put it here, still alive. But then you press further. And then you put the nose underneath the water. And then you look and says, no, now he doesn't breathe anymore. And then you leave him. And then he comes up. That's Klal Yisrael. The Borei Olam went till they couldn't breathe anymore. And then he said, okay, now finished. But they didn't lose that. It was only the Nisoyen till the losing of the point. But Klal Yisrael is a living thing, you know. At that moment, that rega, they lost it. And then the Borei Olam left them, even brought the Geula, and they were living again, like every living organism. Yeah? Don't die immediately. So that was Klal Yisrael. That was the Nisoyen. The Borei Olam put them underneath the most terrible present. It was the most terrible past too, you know? The most terrible you could imagine. But there was a future. They had to believe that, no, there will be a redemption, you call that, I think. There will be a geula. There will be something. Yeah? And that was Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael has this ingredient that there is a future. The one which doesn't have this ingredient, that's Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim doesn't have any future. Because there's no future there. There's no tochnit. Why should it be a future? Nothing there. That's what you say in the HaKadosh of Pesach, that when Bor HaOlam wouldn't take us out of Mitzrayim, then we would all be slaves of Egypt. And then what you ask? You ask, but today there's no Mitzrayim there. And then you begin to say all different kind of stories, which once in a while they really add up to some reform or conservative pshat in the Haggadah. You say everyone has his own Mitzrayim, and everyone has his own klippe. No, we would be in Egypt by Paroi. Ah, it's not childish. Do you really believe that anything develops in the world by itself? Are you an ausgekochter Apikoris? Or do you believe it only something develops in the world because of the Biroilo? Do you really believe that there are social pressures and politics which makes the world tick? Do you really believe in that? Are you such an Apikoris? Or are you able to see that the only thing which makes the world, that something happens, that's only because the Bnei Olam has a tochnit, and there is a future for the Bnei Olam, that's why things are developing. So when we wouldn't get out of Mitzrayim, then things would be static. And believe me, there is a lot of space in the Sahara to build a lot of pyramids. You know, you can make pyramids from Cairo till Morocco, and there is a lot of space left. And they will build one pyramid next to the other for 4,000 years. And that's it. That's world. Nothing happens. Because the Berlin has no tachlis in that world with Mitzrayim. It could be that, I don't know, it could be that what we always see in Chazal, that Paroi, the question is, was it one guy, was it two people, three people, same Paroi, he's only called the same name. But essentially you say, there is no history happening there. It's all the same. So Alt is El Bezach, you know. And then the nose is a different one, but the Paroi is the same one, you know. Because there is nothing happening there. They have no future. Why should be there a future for Mitzrayim? No future for them. The only people which have a future is Klal Yisrael, because they have a tochnit. Yeah? Okay, that's the future. So that was instilled in the Jewish people, that the Bor HaOlam exists in the future. And this is a thing which we don't want to accept. We accept the Bor HaOlam in our past. When we look back, and then you have a nice Chasam Sofer, he says, Oponai lo yirou, Borisha Zachorai, Oponai lo yirou, a nice Chasam Sofer, that's what you quote, and that is what you see. That you see the Bor HaOlam only when you look backwards, but when you look forwards, you don't see him. That's what you quote. I think it's a misquotation, it doesn't mean that. But that's what you say, and that's the idea you're asking. You say, no, I found the Shidduch unbelievable, you know. And then you say, I don't know, what I see in the past, what will be in the future? What's the future? That's in the future. You are afraid. It's even not Yira Shomai. It's dumb, you are afraid. What do you see in the future? All the obstacles in the world. All the constraints. Everything which is against you. That's what you see in the future. You don't see the Bor HaOlam in the future on your side altogether. You do not undertake anything. That is the tragedy which I see in the Junge Light. There is a pool of koiches, of people which naturally they would have to undertake something. You do something. You invest in the future. No. That goes everywhere. And now I don't know where you are learning in yeshiva. But first of all, in any yeshiva, like say you are an avreich, you are learned. You learned already 10 years, 15 years, yeshiva and kollel. So you're just not a fresh man, which doesn't know how to look at the Tosfos. And then you say, okay, now 6 months, you know, it's a kaporas pesha, that's what you said today, the whole thing. So 6 months of learning, I will make Seder Sheni and learn alone. And I will write my Yevomis, or my Chveis, my Zvochim, whatever you want, I'll write them. You'll do it. But, wow, unbelievable. Unbelievable. How are you doing that? Yeah, I write my the Mashgiach told me that without one next to you, you can't learn, will not go, you know. You are not able to undertake that. There will be a difficulty, you know. I love learning. But it doesn't enough, you know, the Mashgiach told me, you need a Pilegish next to you, which makes like this, shockles like you. Then you'll survive 6 months. But when there's no Pilegish next to you, no survival for 6 months. Nitshayach, you know. Mogelev, coward people. That's what you are. No yuzma, no undertaking altogether. Where is the Beroilom? In the past. What's in the future? Das ist ein Kabura, you know. Learn Ksuvis in Mir Yeshiva. What do you learn Ksuvis? Yeah, learn Ksuvis in Mir Yeshiva. Was lernst du? Ah, yeah, it's already, I am already a young man. What do you learn? I learn, first Perek. What do you learn? I learn first Perek. That means, again, Birchas Chassanim, mit Shema Yishchat Ben Of, yeah? And then, again, a little bit whatever you know, we have there, and then Pesach Pesuach, and then another a few Roa Medaberes, and that's it, you know. And what is with Hamadir, Hoyishu Shenoflu, Misha Yonosui? What is with these Perek, Prokim, Akesef? What's with these Prokim? Which that's Ksuvis. You're just talking Chabure! You're just talking Magichir! Or what will that sein? How can I do that? The Chayach, the Bera Oilom wants you to know Ksuvis. It's his tochnit that you should know once this Mesechta, you know? And not Bebekiyas. People tell me they learned that Bebekiyas. How do you learn Hoisha Shanoflu Bebekiyas? That will tell me, you know? And then the Bebekiyas. Probably we see the same thing. Azova Vezu Neshech. We learned the Bebekiyas. We can't learn Azova Vezu Neshech Bebekiyas Vezuchnis, you know? Then it'll be good. And Yevomis, who learned once Rabban Gamliel with all the Rashbos? I say, it's schwer. It's schwer. Schwer mas. I undertake something. No. I have no chavruses. And there's no chavura going on. And I can't really do it. And how I... So what do you think? You think that this is a question of character. That's what you think. That's right. There are people which are naturally an entrepreneur, you call that, didn't find another word in English, you know. Someone which undertakes something, there are people which naturally lean towards that, and there are people which don't have that ingredient. So that's why I am the conservative investor, which I lose the money in a conservative way, and not in a risky way. I don't take risks, you know. That is the way I do my business. So that's my teva. Do you really think everything is only teva? Teva is a very dangerous thing. You can't rely on that. No. A Jew invests and undertakes a thing because he has emune. But doesn't have emune that there was a beroilom in his past. He doesn't have emune that there was a beroilom by Yetzias Mitzrayim. He doesn't have emune that there was a beroilom by Matan Torah. He has emunah that there is waiting a Beroilom in his future. There the Beroilom is. That's his emunah. And imamim be'emunah shleimah, that when I undertake something which makes sense, the Beroilom will help me. No. Tomim, huh? No, that's not right. The future is occupied from restrictions. The future is occupied from fears. And but you see all these different kind of difficulties, and then you see a 1 millimeter path avoiding all the difficulties. There you invest. There you go. But when there is any difficulty there in the future, you won't go for it. That means chisoron emune, Rabbi Yisai. It's a chisoron of emune. It's not a chisoron of being an undertaker, being an entrepreneur, being someone which is having this, has this character trait. The character trait is very dangerous. I knew people which had that character trait, and they wanted to undertake very dangerous things. And the people around them, they had to keep their hands very tight. They shouldn't make all the mistakes in the world, you know? Okay, not manic, you know, but entrepreneurs are very dangerous media. No, we don't undertake things because I have a natural media like this. We undertake things because we are miming in the Beroilom that he has an Indian in the Briya, and this future, which is my future, is an Indian of the Beroilom, so I have someone to rely on. I don't have to be occupied and guided only from my fears. That's what you are. What is dictating your future is your fears. That dictates your future, yeah? There's something wrong. In a communal sense, the same thing. Yeah? Okay, yeah, I speak English, I don't know what to say. But it's all the same, you know. You have to go to Chutzlorech, you go to Eretz Yisrael, however you want. Afula is also good. You go to Chutzlorech, wherever you want to go. And then I tell you, perhaps there's something. How do I educate my children? I can educate only when there is one bobka in a tune, you know, one bobka next to the other. That is the only way to educate. But I can't educate my children, you know. So what did Rabban Kotler do, or whatever, whoever? When they went to America. America was not a nice place, you know. Rabban Kotler opened Lakewood for 2.5 people, or something like this, you know. So what did he do? Oh, that was Rabban. So he was able to do that. Aha. So you tell me that Abaron was a Apikoros. Because Abaron said, Koichi voitzim yodi osuli esachai lazeh. That's what you tell me, with other words. That means you tell me he was an Apikoros. He was not an Apikoros. He poshut relied on the Beroilo. There's a need. And the need, there are dangerous things going on. But I say, I'll go for it. And the Beroilo will be with me. He had Emune, where? In the future, not in the past. There you had Emune. We don't have that. When it doesn't go exactly the way you want, then you can't invest. I myself, not that I have anything, you know, myself, I remember, I went to Haifa to live in a place which that was not short of any, it was even better because they were Jews, but not short of any place in Chutz Lomitz. Now, stand in front of Ruta Cohen 2, from the left, it was a mishpoche, a family, with two girls in the same age as my girls. I had then 7 children then, and 2 girls were the same age. And they said to my girls, my favorite food is a schnitzel cooked in yogurt. That was the favorite food throughout the years from the neighbors on the left side. And on Pesach, my children came home and said, where the spaghetti is chometz? I said, yes. I said, the neighbors eat that on Pesach. That were the neighbors on the left side. And the neighbors on the right side, they took a water pipe, and it was Achnosa Sefer Torah, and they were pouring out water on this Achnosa Sefer Torah. Those were the neighbors from the right side. So Kumtois, my children, they, all of the girls, all of the years, all of the days, were turning around with boys. And all of my boys, all of the days, all of the years, were going to pubs in Yafo. That's right. Not one of them. No. You are able to melchanech also there. Then you say, ah, Leuchter, perhaps you can do it. Ah, I say, ich bin Apikoros. Efter bin ich Apikoros, yeah? Kenza, yeah? No! You have Emune! Your mommy there is a Ribbono Shel Olam there! No! And he will take care also for something, no? In the future! No, it's only in the past. My Ribbono Shel Olam is only in the past. Yo, what the... Mitzrayim, gewaltige Sachen, you know. Matan Torah, gewaltige Sachen. But things which are not 100% the way it has to be, nothing. So that brings us to this terrible situation which we are in.
that we have Jungleit and Bochim, and I see these Jungleit and Bochim, that it's like chickens which they can't fly, you know, and they don't get off, you know. Nothing changes, nothing gets off, nothing gets done, you know. All stuck. Where is that man which makes it undertake something? And then you think, oh, there's an askan. No, the askanim, those are those which they are natural, have a natural inclination. Normally you get become an askan because you're fed up with learning, you know. Okay, that's normal. What you get, that's normally what's going on. Now, I don't want you to be askanim. No. I want you to take a risk, to go into a situation where the future is not 100% laid out clear, you know. Mashgiach, he made the yeshiva in Beryankiv. The beginning of the yeshiva, can't even read it in the Chelek Beis, in the Igros Chelek Beis. The beginning of the yeshiva was for a good amount of time, one Meshuganer Bochel. There was Rabbi Freud Brodiansky was the yeshiva, Rav Volbe was the Mashgiach, and the Talmidim were one Meshuganer Bochel. That's it. Rabbi Freud Brodiansky escaped. He went away. Mashgiach stayed. Anyway, he had enough from that, you know. His goal is gemeindom. See, invest. But when you want a shtele, then you say, actually, I'm a shtele, okay. So, but first, you know, who are the bochim? Are they on this level that I can give my inspirational Torah and wisdom to those people? Are they holding on that level? And what is the environment? Is there a good chinuch there? And what... Beryankiv was a town where there were two mafiot and they were killing literally one the other. It was a terrible town. It was a terrible place. Cabs wouldn't go to Beryankiv by night. Because the cab told me, I don't take you by night. Because when I go there by night and you go out of the cab, someone will come and grab the money. It was a terrible place. Pesha. Yeah. It's like Harlem. I don't know. Not Harlem for once. Today Harlem is better. The other places in New York, yeah. There the yeshiva was. Very nice name, yeah. Very good place to be. Unbelievable, huh? No. But the Beroilam is with us, huh? He is in the future. He's not in the past. He's in the future. And we lost that. We have no emuna. Our emuna is very much past oriented. That can't be. I know. And I, for sure, I enter a difficult place over here. A difficult place, that's all, that is the obstacle, you know, I know. I enter a difficult place because it's difficult to say you have to undertake everything because you can't be without achrayas. Yes, I understand. I do understand that you have to be achroy. A lot of people come to me and because of these places or these endeavors they have in Chutz Lorets, and they say, okay, it's a haftorah from a baron, when you are trying to give over Torah, your children will be matzliach. So I have to tell them once in a while, yeah, that could be. But there's no haftorah from a baron kotler that when you take a gun and put it on the head of your children and you shoot them, that they'll survive that. There's no haftorah like this, you know. Now you have to be half seich. This I understand. It's not everything goes, you know. That is the difficulty of being magdir. But you can't be these coward people which I see over and over again, you know? Whenever there is anything to undertake, the first machshove is, aber es ist doch schwer, und es ist doch geht, du trafst dich, aber, you know, let's do that. That's a natural thing by a young boy or by a younger man. And I have this terrible feeling that our younger light in our yeshivas, they are moving away from this nature. They think, no, we have to go only because we are Haredi, we have to go only for the 100% secure next step, which there is no difficulty and will be for sure matzliach. This is a lack in emune, Rabbi Yisai. That's the lack in emune. Because the emune was in the future. That's lack in emune. It's a big chiddush, but it's lack in emune. So this is a big sugya. You see, it's a very practical sugya. It's a big sugya opening up in front of us. It's also in Torah. In your personal growth, we'll speak about that. It's also in your involvement with the community, in your involvement with other things. It is all, but all depending on that you are able to say that the Beroilum is in your future, not only in your past. Of course, That has to be, the way we spoke beforehand, that the endeavor you are going for has some sense. That you not, can't go for every endeavor and say the Royal Shalom is with me. That's nonsense. You have to do something which makes sense in the eyes of Torah. Is it teaching Torah? Is it educating people? Is it doing something productive which has a worth in the Jewish community? That could be that you have to do. You can't do everything and say, I'm in the Boy Rolam is with me. That's nonsense. But there is this emunah is there, this dimension is there, and we are lacking that dimension. We lose it. We lose that dimension. That's a tragedy. Because then we lose being Klal Yisrael. The whole point of Klal Yisrael in Mitzrayim was that the backdrop of Klal Yisrael was the future, not the past. Say the Chasam Sofer on Golus Mitzrayim. Say it. And you are after 79 years of Shibut Kosher, and your children were killed, you know, in the wall, and your father was killed in front of you, concentration camp, and then the Chasam Sofer tells you, middle of Mitzrayim, tells you, look back and you'll see the Bir Olam. Do you know what you saw? Chutz von Tzores and Chutz von Shibut, you didn't see anything. No Bir Olam altogether. That was the birthplace of Klal Yisrael. Which there was no past to look at. That was the whole point of Shibut. That no past to look at. When you looked in the past, it was only terrible. And every single year went worse. And when Moshe Rabbeinu came, it was the worst. The first time he came, where we saw, the first time he came, it was the worst. And then you say this nice word, yeah? Voice is a choirai. You stand in Mitzrayim, look back, and there you see the Beroilom. Dreis da kop. Dorten seis de gornisht. And that's the way you were born. That he's only in the future. There he is. He's in your shoroshim. That's the Ovzak creation. But that's not the Indian over here. I speak about Hashkoche, yeah? It's in the future. There is a geula. There's a future there for Klal Yisrael. Not the past. Our moon is very much in the past. You see that? Okay? So that's what we have to work on. It's a new take on Emune, yeah? Emune is now a very different Emune. But it's a Jewish Emune. That is a Jewish Emune. Jews have that. Or should have that. Yeah? That's a very Jewish one. To believe, once in a while I have that, I kind of say, once in a while you are in America, and then you go to an out-of-town place, some for something, and then you go perhaps to a seed program, and then there's a discovery seminary going on, and then they speak about Emune, and then they speak about Emune, that there was a Bris Hoylom. I was always wondering, why do we speak that to Jews? And all these riots on physics, you can speak that to Muslims too, and to Buddhists too, and to Christians too. What's that story Judaism? Can you must be sein? I tell you, there was a big bang or shmang or whatever you want, you know. And that is what is the Bria Soilum was. And the Raya, also the physicists, are masking that. So why do you teach that to Jewish children? Or so does it tell me Judaism? That is it's a Raya, which I hold it's no Raya, but we don't dispute that now. There's some nonsense, but it's a Raya that there was a Bria Soilum, Bakasha. But then also the Goya has to be believing that. But then I tell you that you will have a Beis HaMikdosh and there will be a Tikkun Olam and Klal Yisrael will be a Mokum for Ashrosh HaShchineh. Then you understand, now I speak to Jews. Then the Goyim are not there. No, the Goyim are not there. That's Jewish Emune. Then I speak to Jews. I don't speak to Goyim like this. No, the Goyim has no future. Bakasha. But the Jew has one. That's a Jewish thing. That's our Jewish Emune. And we lose that. When you think even about Emunah, this is a very, very bad thing for me. When we think about the mumchim on Emunah, you know, those people which are selling Emunah, those, what do they speak about? About the past. All of them. Nearly all of them. Speak about the past. Whether there was a Matan Torah or not. It's all Nisaike Matan Torah. Hostor Torah, yeah? So Nisaike Matan Torah. About it. The Bayron was in Germany, so he had nicht so gescheiden. Further, gewinne Matan Torah. Aber die Gescheide was wert sein! What will be! No one speaks about that. In the Moon, you don't speak about that. That's a big mistake. It's a very big mistake. Because the backdrop of our Moon is the future, not the past. And in your personal life too, you see? makes a big nafkamina. It makes a huge nafkamina, more than you think in your personal life. We'll speak about that next time. A huge nafkaminas in your personal life. But you have to understand that all this undertaking and all this going into a risk and all these things, it's a question of emune, not a question of natural inclination. It's not. I'm chaylik on that. It's not the question of natural inclination. It's a question of emune. And every single Jew has to have that. That's why we went out of Egypt, you know? The Jews Mitzrayim, that's what it's still that in us. Okay? So that is now a new take on emune. Makes a naye drei in them. And we'll see that this will be very practical throughout these weeks. Atka.